Czech authorities believe they have the methanol crisis under control and they've eased the ban on spirit sales. As of Thursday afternoon, hard liquor produced before 2012 can be sold without restrictions. But the government has also warned that the risk of poisoning is still very high, as another two patients with methanol intoxication have been admitted to hospital over the last 24 hours. Jan Richter reports.
Czech Health Minister Leoš Heger on Thursday announced what many Czech drinkers, bar owners and liquor producers have been anxiously awaiting for the last 2 weeks, that the government was partially lifting the general ban on sales of alcohol stronger than 20%. The easing of the ban comes into effect immediately. Alcohol produced before the 1st of January 2012 can be sold without further restrictions. Newly produced liquor with new excise stamps and certificates of origin can also be put back on the shelves, while retailers were given 60 days to document the origin of alcohol made between the 1st of January and the 14th of September 2012, when the ban was introduced. Open bottles of alcohol in bars and restaurants will have to be destroyed unless their owners have them tested for the presence of methanol at their own expense. Health Minister Heger said the measures also apply to any exports of Czech-made and Czech-bottled liquor.
Ten postup je zcela jednotný pro náš trh.
The procedures are identical for both the Czech domestic market and for exports. The time limit of January 1, 2012 was chosen with regards to the safety of consumers as well as to the needs of the market, which could be hurt if we had pushed the limit even further back in time.
Some 21 million liters of spirits have been withheld during the partial prohibition, around a third of which was produced before 2012 and can be therefore immediately returned onto the market, according to Czech liquor producers. But clearing the rest will be a nightmare, says Tomáš Ota, manager of the Czech Republic's largest liquor importer, Global Spirits.
I have counted that in the worst case I have to prepare 3,600,000 certificates. It means that we have to coordinate our steps together with the union and make some easier way how to download and how to certify our products via some websites. Really situation which is quite close to some crisis management.
Tomáš Ota is also deputy head of the Union of Spirits Producers and Importers, a lobby group which complained that the general ban on spirit sales affected mainly legitimate producers. Now, Mr. Ota says that the partial lifting of the ban and the conditions that come with it are also unfair.
All my products are international, worldwide certified, and I think we are victim of today's ban, which was very universal. And unfortunately, the release of the ban is also universal. It means that the people which absolutely wasn't involved has to carry the cost. Norma, Prague, Kafka, I think some absurd theater is going now.
Czech distillers resumed production on Thursday, but they are unable to meet the renewed demand from retailers and restaurants, and say that new liquor could be available early next week. Meanwhile, the government has strongly warned that the methanol crisis is by no means over. Two new cases of methanol poisonings have been registered in the northeast of the country over the last 24 hours, and the DPA agency reported that a man in Poland died on Tuesday after drinking bootleg liquor imported from the Czech Republic. Some 15,000 liters of tainted alcohol are still unaccounted for.
That was Jan Richter reporting there on the situation regarding the methanol crisis in the Czech Republic and the government's decision to partially ease the ban on spirits sales. If you've been following this story and would like to comment, please do so by writing to us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz, or you can take part in discussion on the social networks where you will, of course, find Radio Prague, and that's on Facebook and on Twitter. So if you'd like to share your opinion, be sure to join in.